Now, boys and girls, last week I told you how our Lord Jesus Christ gathered with his disciples in the upper room in the city of Jerusalem, in that house in the city of Jerusalem. The houses in those days, of course, like some houses nowadays, the stairs ran up the outside of the building. And so our Lord Jesus Christ went up these stairs and into a room that was at the top of the building. That's why the Bible, and that's why we speak about the upper room. And in the upper room, of course, our Lord Jesus Christ remembered the feast of the Passover with his disciples. And then after that, he washed the disciples' feet, you remember. And then one of the most important things of all, when he took the bread and he took the cup that was before them, and he said that this was like his body that was going to be broken on the cross, like his blood that was going to be shed for the sins of men and women. Now, when our Lord had done that with the disciples, the Bible simply tells us that they came out of the upper room and they began to head to a place called Gethsemane, or the Garden of Gethsemane. And if you were listening last week to the sermon, then you'll remember that we spoke about that Garden of Gethsemane into which the Lord entered with his disciples. As they came out of the upper room, of course, the whole city of Jerusalem would have been a very, very quiet place, because all the families were inside their houses remembering the feast of the Passover. And so the Lord would have gone through those very quiet streets with his disciple, and then outside, out the gate of the city, and down into that garden through a valley called the Valley of Kedron, over a little stream called the Brook Kedron, and then into the Garden of Gethsemane. Now, when Jesus got to the Garden of Gethsemane, he said to his disciples, "You wait here." And he said, "Watch and pray in case you enter into temptation." And then our Lord went a bit further into the Garden of Gethsemane and he began to pray. Now, the words that Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, they're very strange words in many ways, but they're words that we are to have in our hearts and in our minds. And as our Lord Jesus Christ prayed, he said, "Father, if it is possible, take this cup from me." What he meant, of course, was that he was going to the cross to suffer and die for the sins of those who would believe in him. And it was like a cup. It was like a cup of suffering. It was like something that he was going to have to drink. And so he said, "Father, if it is possible, take the cup from me." And then he said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." And our Lord Jesus Christ, boys and girls, of course he didn't want to bear those sins in the cross in that sense, because Christ hated sin. He was the Holy Son of God. But at the same time, he was willing to bear those sins in order that men and women and young people and boys and girls might be saved from their sins. And so our Lord prayed, and then he went back to the disciples and he found them sleeping. And he said, "Could you not watch with me?" And then he went and he prayed again. He came back again. Then he went and he prayed the third time, and he came back again, and the disciples were still sleeping. And just then there was a tremendous uproar. Now, if you can think of this, everything had been quiet up to this point, and then there began to be the sound of feet tramping and the noise of weapons rattling, swords and spears. And suddenly into the Garden of Gethsemane, there came a whole crowd of soldiers and other people, and they were headed by Judas Iscariot. And Judas Iscariot, of course, was the man who had betrayed our Lord Jesus Christ into the hands of the leaders of the Jewish nation. And now they had come to arrest the Lord, and they were going to lead the Lord away and put him on trial. And then, of course, they were going to take him out and crucify him on the cross. And as those soldiers came forward to the Lord and asked who he was, our Lord Jesus Christ said that he was the one they were looking for. But he said it in this way. He said, "I am." That was one of the great names for God. And when those soldiers and all those people heard that word coming from the lips of Jesus, the Bible says they went back and they fell to the ground. And then Jesus said to them, "Let my disciples go their way." And so they took the Lord Jesus and they led him away to be put on trial. We'll see next week what happened when they put the Lord on trial and how they brought false witnesses to speak against them. The terrible things, boys and girls, that happened to Jesus when he was in this world. You see, the question we have to ask ourselves is this. If Jesus was in the world today, now you're listening very carefully, how would we treat Jesus? What would we say to Jesus? What would we say when Jesus taught those things that he taught? Would we be friends of Jesus or would we not? And you see, when we read the gospel, the Bible that God has given us, then it's that question that we still have to ask ourselves. What do we think of Jesus Christ the Lord? Remember that word that the Lord said in that prayer to his Father. Father, he says, if it is possible, take this cup from me. But boys and girls, it wasn't possible, because the only way that Jesus would bring salvation into the world would be by going to the cross and dying for sins. And the only way that we can be forgiven for our sins is through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, who did all of that for us. So you remember those scenes in the Garden of Gethsemane. Remember what our Savior said. Remember that he came into the world to save us from our sins. Remember that it is through trusting in him that we are saved and know that we are saved from our sins.